WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Tourism dollars are booming in Western Wisconsin as the state reported a 13% increase in economic impact due to tourism, $23.7 billion in 2022. Eau Claire County posted a record $433 million of economic impact, while La Crosse County came in just under a half billion dollars at $489 million. In fact, all 72 counties in Wisconsin saw more tourism dollars in 2022. A Sparta man was hurt in a crash on Highway 27 near Cataract Tuesday morning. That's just north of Sparta. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said the vehicle went off of the road and the driver overcorrected and rolled the vehicle several times before it landed on its roof and blocked both lanes of Highway 27. The man was taken to a hospital for his injuries. And congrats to Altoona, St. Croix Falls, Aquinas, Ithaca, and McDonald for advancing to next week's state high school baseball championships. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers win a thriller in extra innings. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bottom of the 10th, two outs, Milwaukee's Joey Weimer at the plate.
Down left field line! It's over! Joey Weimer with two strikes wins it in the 10th.
Jeff Levering on Bally Sports. The final 4-3 in favor of the Brewers over the Orioles. Bryce Tarang, key RBI in the 8th to tie it up. Weimer with his first walk-off game-winning hit off of Yennier Cano in the 10th. Craig Counsell.
You know, two big hits. You know, Cano's been lights out this year. So that was, to score against them. Someone and Bryce to have a good at-bat and a huge hit. Obviously really impactful. And then Joey picked us up, you know, with a big hit in the 10th.
The two teams meet again tonight at AmFam Field. NFL, Packers OTAs in Green Bay. Jordan Love on throwing an interception during a game simulation in the final 2 minutes says, well, now is the time to try things out.
This is the time to kind of push those boundaries, try things, and kind of just see and learn. It's all learning right now.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
You'd rather have that happen in practice than out in a game, and certainly there's going to be those moments, but it is for every quarterback.
More practices today in Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks introducing their new head coach, Adrian Griffin. The Bucks GM, John Horst.
His passion and his energy when it comes to coaching is evident. You can just, the rhythm in which he answered your question, like that's who he is. This guy's a basketball coach.
John, Adrian, WRJN Radio and Civic Media. So the next step is the staff around him. What have you envisioned, Adrian, about what it takes to be, you know, your assistant and the guys around you as you build this program?
Mike, well, the three C's that I'm looking for, the high character guys, highly competent, being creative, thinking a little bit out of the box. The smart thing is to do is to surround myself with coaches who complement my leadership style.
The 48-year-old Griffin becomes the 17th head coach in franchise history. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Everybody, it is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock now on this Wednesday morning, and good morning to you. It's the 7th of June. I'm Stu Daniels, and welcome to the Stu Daniels Show. It is the first one featuring me, Stu Daniels, and I'd like to thank Mike Crute, who filled in for me the first 2 days while I did some traveling. Yeah, on Monday night, I was in the Pittsburgh area, in the rolling hills of southwest Pennsylvania, and caught a show on the farewell tour of Dead & Company. And by the way, Aaron, are you there? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we're all good.
All right. Aaron, my trusty producer, he's going to be with us in the mornings, and we're going to be playing more music on this show than you would normally hear on a talk show. But anyway, Monday night I was in the rolling hills of southwest Pennsylvania catching the a show on the farewell tour of Dead & Company. And by the way, if you're not familiar with Dead & Company, it's the current incarnation of the Grateful Dead, a band that was formed back in 1965. Were you alive then? It was an incredible show, by the way. The sold out crowd at the Pavilion at Star Lake was dancing from the first note to the last note of the four-hour show. And so again, thanks to Mike Crute for filling in for me on Monday and Tuesday and launching the Stu Daniels Show. So happy to be here on the third day of the show. But anyway, speaking of music, in addition to giving you the headlines and some news and some information, I'll also be playing a little more music on this show than you would normally hear on a talk show. So maybe we'll even play a Grateful Dead song in a little while. Taking a look outside today, going to be cloudy this morning and then sunny this afternoon through most areas in western Wisconsin. And we should be enjoying highs today near 80 degrees in most areas, upper 70s in some areas. And by the way, did you catch that Brewers game last night? Man, what a thriller. The Brewers came back and won that game 4-3 in 10 innings. So quite a game. And in the headlines today, let me tell you some of the things that are going on. The future of Wisconsin's top election official is unclear, as some key members of the state Senate say they plan to vote against reappointing Megan Wolf. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and his most recent election opponent have now joined forces to call on lawmakers to increase funding for state crime labs. And like many employers, Wisconsin state government is dealing with employee shortages, causing problems for the Department of Veterans Affairs, the Department of Corrections, and the Department of Health Service, and other agencies as well. The Milwaukee Bucks introduced their new head coach yesterday. It's former Bucks assistant coach, Adrian Griffin. And the committee in charge of elections in the Wisconsin State House began hearing testimony yesterday on a bipartisan package to change some election rules in the state. Also, the economic impact of Wisconsin's tourism industry reached an all-time high last year. Another headline, smoke from Canadian wildfires are now triggering air alerts from Minnesota to Massachusetts. And the creators of South Park, by the way, do you watch South Park or have you ever seen that show? The creators of South Park are now in the restaurant business. Yes. So might be talking about that a little bit later in the show. And some of the other things. Today, the 7th of June, would have been the 65th birthday of Prince. Yeah. Prince would have turned 65 today, born on this date in 1958. Also born on this date in 1917, Dean Martin. Yep, Dean Martin. It's funny that today would have been his birthday, because when I went to that concert on Monday night, I was staying in a little town on the border of Pennsylvania and Ohio called Steubenville. And that just so happens to be the town where Dean Martin grew up. And they even have a street named after him there, Dean Martin Boulevard, I believe it's called. So happy birthday to Dean Martin. Hey, one of the things I wanted to get to this morning that kind of surprised me when you look at all of the facts. How many states do you guess, or would you guess, in the U.S., did not accept the Medicaid expansion money? Now, what do you think? Half of them, maybe? A third of them? Well, if you said only 10 states did not accept the Medicaid expansion money, then you're correct. Yep. So what would that be? 20% of the states? That means 80% of the states did get the expansion money. And as you probably know, Wisconsin has never accepted that money. And so you say, yeah, well, big deal. You know, it's like, what would that have added up to? It's not that much, right? Well, you might be surprised. The amount of money that Wisconsin has not received from the federal government over the past, 9 years or so, is over $2 billion now. That's right. I said $2 billion with a B. Can you believe that? This is an opinion piece that appeared in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and I believe this was posted today. And this is from, this is written by two gentlemen in the Milwaukee area. Jeffrey Summers, professor of political economy and public policy at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He's also a senior fellow at their Institute of World Affairs. And also Michael Rosen, retired economics professor at Milwaukee Area Technical College. And I'll read a little bit of this just to give you some idea of what Milwaukee is, or excuse me, of what Wisconsin is missing out on. Because they have refused to accept this money. Governor Tony Evers again proposed Wisconsin accept federal Medicaid expansion funds to provide health insurance for all those currently on Badger Care and an additional 30,000 uninsured residents. So in other words, this Medicaid money, the expansion funds, would cover all of the people currently on Badger Care plus an additional 30,000 people. Now, let me ask you, listener, if you're not getting your insurance, your health insurance from your employer, do you feel you have good health insurance? Well, if you don't, then you may be interested in this. It says, in addition to the 30,000 on top of the Badger Care people who are already getting it, that money from Medicaid would also save the state $850 million in just its first year, according to this op-ed piece. This is a humane and fiscally responsible proposal. It is simply irresponsible not to accept this federal investment. Beginning in 2014, the federal government proposed paying 100% of Medicaid costs for states to adopt a new model. Coverage would be extended to those earning up to 138% of the federal poverty level, which is only $21,100 or less for a single person, $41,400 or less for a family of four. Starting in 2020, the federal funding would continue at 90%. Federal Medicaid expansion was based on the recognition that most new jobs are low wage, do not provide affordable health insurance, and that it is cheaper to deliver preventive medical care than wait until the uninsured end up in expensive emergency room care. Makes sense to me, right? I don't understand why Wisconsin didn't accept that money 9 years ago. But we'll get into a little bit more of this op-ed piece after we take a quick break, and I'll give you some more details on that. Before we go to the commercial break, though, let's play a song from the Grateful Dead. Aaron, are you ready? Hit it.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at SoundItOutTogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies today, with daytime highs approaching 76. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows level off around 50. Daytime highs approaching 76. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Upper 70s Friday, with a chance for scattered storms. Cooler Saturday, with highs in the mid-70s, storms continue. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 63.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. 24 minutes after 8 o'clock now on this Wednesday morning. Stu Daniels with you. Hope you're having a good day so far. Thank you for tuning in to your local Civic Media radio station. And by the way, I should mention that this is an audience participation show. So if you'd like to get involved, feel free to give us a call. The phone number you want to call is 715-388-715-5555. 715. Okay, 715-388-7155 is the phone number. And just before that break, we were discussing the Medicaid expansion, the fact that 40 states have accepted now the Medicaid expansion, but Wisconsin isn't one of them. Many states controlled by Republicans have accepted that money, but for some reason, Wisconsin still has not. There is an op-ed piece, an opinion piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, written by an economics professor, two economics professors from UWM and MATC, and they are saying that it's time to start collecting that cash. And Wisconsin has missed out over $2 billion in the past 9 years because Wisconsin has been stubborn to take this money. Where I left off here, it says 80% of state governments nationally, 80%, these are red states and blue states alike, recognize the value of partnering with the federal government and have adopted this Medicaid expansion. Even recalcitrant Republican states like Arkansas and North Carolina, as of March 27th, accepted Medicaid expansion funds. In North Carolina, the effort was led by Republican state legislator Donnie Lambeth, a former hospital administrator who convinced his party, the Republicans, that accepting the federal dollars will save the state money. If Wisconsin had accepted the federal dollars at the outset of Medicaid's expansion, it would have saved roughly $2.1 billion. That's right, billion with a B. By now, that's, you know, over the past 9 years or so, 8 or 9 years. But anyway, it says all of us should be alarmed by this fiscal imprudence, which is denying some low wage working families medical care. Yeah, so in addition to not getting all that cash, there's also many Wisconsin residents who aren't getting the medical care that they need. And of course, this is starving Wisconsin's economy. The federal tax dollars rejected since 2014 would have otherwise circulated in Wisconsin's economy, providing additional economic demand, creating even more job and wage growth for our state. In addition, it would have freed additional funds for other needed investments, from infrastructure and the environment to local government and schools. How do you feel about that? Are you happy that the Republicans have not accepted the federal tax dollars that Wisconsin should have been getting the whole time? $850 million just for 1 year. I'm going to take another break. Everybody stick around. Give us a call, 715-388-7155. You're tuned in to your local civic media radio station.
Summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Two people shot and killed, one of them a recent high school graduate, following graduation ceremonies in Richmond, Virginia. ABC's Faith Abube is outside the theater where it happened.
Investigators are still trying to determine what led to this deadly mass shooting, but they described the scene as absolute chaos, mayhem. Hundreds of people were inside this park celebrating, taking photographs, and then other graduates and their loved ones were walking out of a graduation ceremony when suddenly gunshots rang out.
A 19-year-old is now in custody. Entering the 2024 Republican race for president, former Vice President Mike Pence, who released a video announcement today, also launching his campaign for the White House, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. Smoke from the intense Canadian wildfires blanketing the northeastern U.S. in a haze. Air quality alerts have been issued from Boston down through North Carolina, New York City, with the worst air on the planet Tuesday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. A Sparta man was hurt after a crash on Highway 27 near Cataract Tuesday morning. That's just north of Sparta. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said the vehicle went off of the road and the driver overcorrected and rolled the vehicle several times before it landed on its roof and blocked both lanes of Highway 27. The man was taken to a hospital with his injuries. Tourism in Wisconsin was booming. A 13% increase statewide, rising to $23.7 billion in 2022. And the story is the same here in western Wisconsin, where Eau Claire County increased 13.9% to a record $433 million of economic impact from tourism. La Crosse County came in just under a half billion dollars at $489 million and was slightly above the state's average increase at 13.1%. In fact, all 72 counties in the state saw an increase. And congrats to Altoona, St. Croix Falls, Aquinas, Ithaca, and McDonnell. They're all advancing to next week's state high school baseball championships. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
The enticing smell of fresh baked goods, breads, rolls, pies, cookies, and more. This isn't just a bakery. It's Just Dane's Just Bakery, a training program for people dealing with employment barriers. Learn more and order now for your next get-together at justdane.org. Justdane.org.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crute. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Is it rolling, Bob? To be alone with you, just you and me. Now won't you tell me true? Ain't that the way it ought to be? To hold each other tight the whole night through. Everything is always right when I'm alone with you. To be alone with you at the close of the day, with only you in view, while evening slips away. And while life's pleasures be few, the only one I know is when I'm alone with you. They say the nighttime is the right time to be with the one you love. Too many dogs get in the way in the day, but you're always what I'm thinking of. Charms. When only you are near,
Now we're getting somewhere. We got 8:35 now on this Wednesday morning. Welcome back. I'm Stu Daniels. Thank you for tuning in. And we were previously discussing Medicaid expansion in Wisconsin. How do you feel about that? Do you think it's time that Wisconsin catch up with the rest of the nation and start accepting the Medicaid money from Washington? What adds up now to over $2 billion since 2014. That's right. We could have had an additional $2.1 billion in the Wisconsin coffers instead of letting that go to other states. Instead, Wisconsin, the state, has had to cover those costs. And when you're spending that much money on health care, then other things don't get covered. We were going over this opinion piece from Jeffrey Summers, a professor of political economy and public policy at UWM, and Michael Rosen, retired economics professor at MATC. That's the Milwaukee Area Technical College. And I left off here where it says they were discussing all of the things that aren't getting done now because Wisconsin has to spend so much money on health care. Just take roads as one example. Wisconsin's roads are ranked fifth worst in the nation. The result is increased transportation costs to Wisconsin businesses and residents, I would say, and also costly car repair bills. Conversely, if we had accepted the Medicaid expansion, we could have used the state dollars we now spend on Badger Care to fix potholes and repair deteriorating bridges. Or the state could have increased, rather than reduced, its support for local governments, many of which are facing a fiscal cliff, causing cuts to public safety and other local services. Or it could have used the dollars to invest in our technical colleges and universities, resulting in lower tuition and less student debt. So why does Wisconsin continue to stand alone in the Midwest by rejecting Medicaid's expansion? It began in 2014 when former Governor Scott Walker and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss refused Medicaid expansion funds because they argued the federal government could not be trusted to continue to provide the 90% money it promised. It's now 9 years and $2.1 billion later. The legislature still has its heels dug in, yet the federal government continues to maintain its funding commitment at 90% of Medicaid's cost with no end in sight. Lawmakers should immediately adopt the Medicaid expansion. The GOP's prediction that the federal government would renege on its Medicaid commitment never materialized. It's time to admit the mistake and accept the money and additional health care. Since 2011, Wisconsin's Republicans have played a game with the public of heads I win, tails you lose. Government programs that would actually save Wisconsin money are rejected on the grounds that, quote, we're broke and can't risk being saddled with new obligations, even when those predicted obligations never materialize. That opinion piece written by Jeffrey Summers, professor of political economy and public policy at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and also Michael Rosen, retired economics professor at Milwaukee Area Technical College. So how do you feel about that? Do you agree with them? Do you think it's time to start accepting that money? About $850 million per year? And or at least in the first year, I should say. That's not every year, but in the first year. And that has added up to over $2 billion since 2014. How do you feel about that? If you have an opinion, feel free to give us a call. The phone number is 715-388-7155. Man, is it time to start getting that cash so that more people can be covered? If you were listening to the earlier segment when we said that in addition to everybody who's covered by Badger Care right now, there would also be an additional 30,000 people who would get health care if we were to just accept that money. I think the time has come. I don't understand why we didn't do it in 2014, but I understand that we had Governor Walker at the time So what can you do? Hey, by the way, speaking of economic issues, what's going on in Wisconsin's economy? What's your personal opinion of Wisconsin's economy? Are you thinking it's pretty strong? Or are you like many people that say, oh, the economy is all messed up. It's Joe Biden's fault. He's driving the country into the ground. He doesn't know what he's doing. And if we only had Donald Trump in there. Well, let me tell you, there's some new data coming out that says, this is from the Journal Sentinel, a snapshot of Wisconsin's economy. Remarkably strong job growth, but warning signs ahead. It says unemployment in Wisconsin continues to run well below the national average. Yeah, unemployment in Wisconsin continues to run well below the national average, but some sectors of the local economy are indicating a slowdown could be underway. The pace of job growth in Wisconsin remains remarkably strong. The state reports that the number of jobs in Wisconsin is a new record total of 3,000,600 or 3,003,600, which is 9,600 jobs above the pre-COVID peak in January of 2020. Okay, so we already have more people employed now than we did just before the pandemic hit. Here's a quote. It says, the unemployment rate statewide and in the different metro areas is very low and lower than the national average, said Joel Gamble, deputy director of the Biden administration's National Economic Council. And she says, and our national average is also very low. U.S. employers added 339,000 jobs in May, the Labor Department reported last Friday. Another strong month of job growth. The national unemployment rate is 3.7%. In Racine, where unemployment has been typically higher than in other parts of the state, unemployment is at 2.7%. In Milwaukee and West Allis, the Milwaukee-West Allis area, the unemployment rate is 2.4%. And in Madison, it's 1.6%, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. These are historically super low numbers. And it says here, similar trends are seen in more rural parts of the state, which typically have higher jobless rates. For instance, in Wausau, unemployment rate is only 2%. In Eau Claire, it's 2.4%. In Fond du Lac, 1.9, Oshkosh, Neenah, 1.8, Appleton, 1.8, Sheboygan, 1.7, and in Green Bay, the unemployment rate is only 2%, and there are several other cities that are seeing similar numbers. Quote, this was the plan. This was the president's plan to build an economic recovery that really gave workers a leg up in the labor market where they can experience real wage growth, where they could find a job and they had choice in the labor market, Gamble said. In an April report from the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, the unemployment rate fell to 2.4% and roughly 3,800 non-farm jobs were added. Quote, we're still adding jobs and we're adding jobs at a pretty healthy rate, said Dennis Winters, economist with the Department of Workforce Development. Brett Mayborn, Vice President of Economic Research for the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, said some trends show a mixed forecast for the future. For us, we track like 23 indicators on the local economy on a monthly basis, and 11 of them were positive and the others weren't, Mayborn said, which is the first time in a couple of years that we've gotten to that level. But again, 1 month doesn't necessarily mean anything by itself, end quote. Despite low unemployment, Mayborn said there is a lack of enthusiasm for the current state of the economy, he said, which seems contradictory, so it's hard to know. This will probably be a weird downturn. I don't think unemployment is going to get too out of line. We're already seeing pretty low unemployment numbers historically, and I don't think they're going to get into real awful categories like the last two recessions where we've seen double-digit unemployment rates. And by the way, I wonder whatever happened to that recession that Republicans have been talking about for a couple of years, ever since Joe Biden took over. I've heard a lot of people say, well, that's it. You know, we got a recession on the way. It's heading our way because of Joe Biden and the way he wants to spend money on all kinds of things. And yet the economy is still just, booming, you could say, especially concerning the unemployment numbers. We're going to play some more music and then take another break. Everybody stick around. If you want to join us on the phone, feel free. The number is 715-388-7155. You're tuned into your local Civic Media radio station.
Just underneath, but you gotta go deeper. Oh, I wanna jump into the mystery, 'cause I think that you and me, we can go deeper, somewhere.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life
Here's Insurance. Your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 76. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows level off around 50. Daytime highs approaching 76. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Upper 70s Friday with a chance for scattered storms. Cooler Saturday with highs in the mid-70s. Storms continue. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 63.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Marley on a Wednesday morning. Man, great music. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Stu Daniels here. And we've been discussing unemployment in Wisconsin. How do you feel about the economy? About what's going on in the economy? Unemployment? For some reason, many people of all persuasions seem to think that the economy is in a mess, that there's all kinds of problems and it's not getting better, but the statistics don't show that. The statistics say that the economy is kind of just moving forward in a really healthy way with low, low unemployment. And this is not just in Wisconsin, but across the country. People are making more money than they've made before. More people are employed than before, even before the pandemic. And for some reason, people aren't really perceiving this, at least a lot of people aren't perceiving this. And so why do you think that is? What's going on? Is it just because the previous president went out there every day and said, oh, I'm doing great on the economy. I'm doing great on the economy. And so people, some people believed that. Some people believed a lot of things he said. And Joe Biden doesn't go out there and brag every day about how his economy is great. He just keeps getting the work done. And the statistics support him in that. What's your opinion? Give us a call if you want to get on the radio and let us know. The phone number is 715-388-7155. And I was looking at the story just before the break about unemployment. And one of the things they're mentioning is that baby boomers are getting out of the workforce. And that may be one of the main reasons why the unemployment rates, not only in Wisconsin, but around the country, are so low. It's a flat workforce, is what they say. And there's other things going on, too. Non-farm employment in many areas is at record low, or I should say non-farm unemployment is at record lows. So I don't know what we can do to help people feel better about the economy, but I think one thing we can do is just start talking more about the facts and the figures and the statistics. Feel free to give us a call if you want to. Going to play some more music and then take a top of the hour break with the news and stuff. Everybody stick around. You're tuned into your local Civic Media radio station.
Love and affection, a heart so true. Are yours for the asking? I've got it all right here for you. You needn't be lonely. You shouldn't be blue. I'll design a life of love for you. And here's all you got to do. When you need a good loving, when you need a good kissing, when you need a good hugging, yeah, won't you call on me? You can't live alone, dear, your whole life through. Everybody needs a future, and I can see my future in you.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media.